He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in 100% color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 506. That's a lot of shows. We have a very interesting show for you today. I think it's going to be informative, fun, and you're going to find some cool websites, some cool apps, and we're going to kind of sort of take a look at the gadget of the day. Today we're going to take a look at the Wyze watch. That's W-Y-Z-E, the Wyze watch. I have not yet opened it. I'm going to open it for you now, and then over the week I will test it out. I must confess, I am not a big fan of watches, digital watches, for a variety of reasons, which I'll show you in a second or two. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely answer all the email. So let's get into some news of the day. As I mentioned, I think a week, probably 2 weeks ago, that it's really heating up here in Arizona, and of course, I did mention that our friend rattlesnakes are out, and ooh, that's weird. One of my studio lights just went out. Okay, it came back on. I must tell you that this next picture is not for the faint of heart, but let's take a look at what was in my my yard a day ago. So there you have it. This is probably the thickest rattlesnake I have ever seen. I don't know if you could tell from the photograph there, but trust me, that was almost 5 inches in diameter and 5 feet long. It was a big snake. Let me go take a look at the next one here. We have a couple of them. Here's the next shot that I took. It slithers underneath the base of the house, which you could see it slithering right there. And here's our last view, but I don't know if you can get a feel for how thick this thing was. I mean, it was unbelievable. And right there, interestingly enough, as nature would have it, there is the rattle. So you could see the black and white, and right there is the actual rattle. Now, I have to be extra careful because I have hearing aids and I cannot hear that thing rattling. So when I go out in the morning outside or in the back, front or in the back, I always look at the peripheral of the house just to make sure there's no rattlesnakes there. They won't bite you unless they feel threatened, but I don't like fooling around with them. So in any event, I called the fire department, and they came out in a minute or two, and they don't kill it because you will get fined big time if you do that in Arizona. They are a protected species. So they pick it up with one of these long sticks. I actually have one, but as I age, I'm getting a little bit more cautious. So they came with their long stick, and this was an easy one. They picked it up, and they threw it over the fence. That's what they do. And they say, I don't believe them, they say a rattlesnake will never come back to the same place twice. Well, out here it doesn't matter because you throw away one, another one's going to come out. So, okay, I just thought that would be a point of interest, and let us move on. So the first thing we're going to do today is take a look at the Wyze watch. And Wyze makes a ton of gear. I mean, they make scales, they make lights, they make cameras, they make watches, they make scales, they make lamp lights, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. This company comes up with a new device probably once a month. So here we have the Wyze watch. As I said, I have not opened it yet, but before we open it, let me show you why I hate watches. This is another brand. It is not the Wyze watch, but all of these have the same common pain in the neck Power Pack. This one fits in its own holder, and there's two contacts right there, and it charges up, and the watch works okay. This particular one stays charged for like a month, believe it or not. So I've been wearing this on and off, and it's been okay. It doesn't do the text very good, which is why I don't wear it. And now I want to charge it up because it's finally ran out of the charge, and the truth of the matter is, I can't find the charger, and it's got to be that charger. So these things drive me nuts. I probably have four or five watches that have been sent to me over the last year or two, and I never could find the stupid chargers. I know. Why don't you put them all in one place, and they're all there? But I don't. I travel. I move around, so I take the charger with me. It's not that I lose the chargers. It's I can't find them. Now, I know that charger is here somewhere right here in this studio. I don't know where it is. It's underneath something. I know. If I didn't have piles of junk all around, I'd be able to find it. But I haven't got to that yet, so consequently, I can't use the watch. It stinks anyway, but I can't use it. It was good for telling time because I can't find the charger. So now let's get back to where we were. This is the Wise watch, and I'm hoping this will be a better charger. Let's cut this open and see. As I mentioned, I have not tested this out. I'm opening it for the first time right here. And let's see what we have in here. Okay, so we got a little hole. I like that. Nothing else in the box. And here we go. There's the watch. Nice. And so far, I'm pretty happy. So far, I see the watch. I see a USB plug in here. Let's see. Ah, too bad, Don. There again, we have one of these stupid proprietary magnetic chargers that is going to go on the back of this watch. Let's open the strap up here. Ah, too bad. You know, I'm sure the watch works. We'll test it out this week. But there you go. There's the contact points, the positive and the negative. And when you plug the USB into the 5 standard volts, this magnetic piece, I'm sure, will just lock onto there. Actually, the charging piece is right here. I was wrong. Right there is the charging piece. Looks like two little snake teeth bites there. No pun intended. So this is just going to magnetically clip on, and now it's going to charge. And I'm sure it will work well. The problem is, when I lose this connector, I'm going to have to buy another one. So I'm looking for a way to find these chargers all the time. So that's all that comes in the box, folks. We do get a quick start guide, and I will read up on this, and looks pretty simple. I will test this out, and next week I'll have a full-blown description, and right now I'm actually going to charge this puppy up, and hopefully it will work well. The problems that I'm having with all the other watches, including the Apple, the iPhone watch is insanely expensive. I just can't justify it for that cost. Wise makes watches that are under $50, I think, and most other companies do, certainly under $100. So I'll test this out, and I'll let you know the problems I have. Or one, not only do I lose the charger, and that's shame on me, that's my fault, but what I also find is they don't stay charged for too long, especially if you use the watch a lot. You might get a day, two, three. This other watch that I just showed you, I forget the name, I gotta look it up. This watch stayed charged for a month. I was real happy with the charge, but I can't get texts. I can't get, it doesn't ring. It doesn't do anything. So I am very skeptical, shall we say, but I'm a hard cookie to please when it comes to digital watches. So we'll keep you informed. So let's move right along here. Let me click a little button here. Let's bring up. Here we go. Let us bring up lettuce and tomatoes. Bring up this webpage. I've spoken about this on and off for a while. This page keeps getting better and better. This is called the Points Guy. I am planning, hopefully, to do some traveling in the next 3-4 months. I have been vaccinated, and it's way over 2 weeks. And not that that's the end-all, cure-all, but I do feel a little bit safer, if you will. So I got some things I got to do back east, and I'm planning some trips. So I always check out this this website. Excuse me, the points guy. So he has news about travel, whether you're going by air, land, or sea. Always neat stuff. But what's nice is I'm understanding that getting a rental car is really a challenge right now. I don't know if that will be the case. I am planning to go into Scranton, Pennsylvania, late May-ish. I'm not sure yet, maybe June. But I'm a little concerned about getting a rental car because I'll need one to get around in Scranton, and then also I need to go to New York, and I need to go to Rhode Island, so I will be doing a lot of driving. So I am going to read this article, How to Never Pay Full Price for a Rental Car. I'm not worried about paying full price. I'm worried about making a reservation and having the car there when I get there. So that's one thing I like about this site. It keeps you appraised of the best information at any point in time. The other thing that this has, if you're interested, God knows I don't need any more credit cards, but if you're interested in getting a lot of points or getting the most bang for your buck with points, he always runs through every month, he's already on May 2021, of what credit cards are out at that time, that week, and which are the best offers, how much they cost, what your points are, all the pluses and minuses. So this is a real handy thing. I would think to keep in mind, just bookmark at the points guy. It's very good. Now, here's something a lot of people just aren't aware of, and I got to tell you, I love this stuff, and I check this all the time. Now, I am in Arizona, and my electric company is called APS. I have some, this is a show for everybody, you know, kids can watch this. I don't use foul language, but I have an abbreviation for APS, what it stands for, which I won't repeat. However, they did a good job this month. All the electric companies, your gas companies, your utility companies, 95% of them, maybe 99% of them have a web page, and they are informed by the Federal Trade Commission that they have to promote energy-saving devices. They have to do that. So if you check out their website, and this one happens to be APS in Arizona, all the time, every day of the week, they run specials that are either free or greatly subsidized. This one blew me away. It's good for 2 months. I already ordered mine, but here you go. Look at this deal. Celebrate Earth Month. I love Earth Month. I love it. With a free Google Nest thermostat. Are you kidding me? Enroll in the cool rewards and just pay the shipping and taxes. So here you go. This is $129 value. It's free. All you gotta do is pay the shipping, no handling, and the taxes. And you can get it in white or black. And that's the deal. So as you go through this, it shows you how to work it. And the Nest thermostats are quite good. I ordered two of them because you're allowed a maximum of two, and they give you coupons. So do you want to join the monthly club to find out what's available? Yeah, sure I do. They're going to give you $75 for that. Then they give you another $75 for Earth Month. And anyway, by the time you get done, I got two thermostats, two. I don't have them yet, but I ordered two, and the whole thing cost me $9.95. That's with the taxes and the shipping, the whole deal. Wow, I'll do that all day long. So check out your local utilities website page, and I don't know if you'll find this offer, but you'll find some cool things. I also noticed, and I did sign up. Let me see if I can do this. Let's put an LED. LED. Let's see here. I was able to get six or four LED bulbs for free also, which I thought was a good buy, not too expensive. Four of them for free. So they've got all these deals here that you can just click on and get, and they're cheap. Here's a pack of 10 bulbs for $4. So again, it's subsidized, and you get some cool things on here. No kidding, really. Okay, let's take a look at some apps of the day. This app just keeps getting better and better. I've been using this since the day it came out, probably 10, 15 years now. They just upgraded again. It's called Send Anywhere File Transfer. This is the best one out there, I'm telling you. If you want to transfer files and you don't want to pay for Dropbox, yada, 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 send your photos and your videos in original size to your PC. Share them with your friends. Transfer your music, your files to your iPhone. You can send to anywhere you want instantly for free. Yeah, no login or no registration, no credit card. So, folks, you got to love this. There's no way not to love it. So check this out. It's real easy to use. You also get a six-digit, if you like, security key that you can use to send and receive files so no one else is going to get them. So this is really nice. It's really free. I use it all the time, and I can't recommend it enough. And it's so simple to use. Even the Gadget Professor can use it. Here's another one that's not quite as good, but it is very good. This is called ShareIt. This is slightly different, but this will allow you to connect and transfer. This transfer tool is for sharing files without any mobile data, right? So it goes direct. Over 1.8 billion users currently for this particular app. ShareIt is a cross-platform sharing tool, which makes it slightly different than the one we just talked about. It's over 200 times faster than Bluetooth. Share photos, videos, audios, and files on any format with your friends anytime on your phone or your computer. You don't need the internet, so it's going to go over the Wi-Fi network, but not really. Check this out. No need for Wi-Fi network or mobile data plan. Share anywhere, anytime. 10 seconds to transfer a film. Over 200 times faster than Bluetooth. The fastest speed can exceed 20 megabytes. Enjoy music. Enjoy the pleasant experience of listening to music on ShareIt Music Player. So check this out. It's really cool. All kinds of stuff in it. And I think you're going to like it. You're going to like the cost. Now, I frequently get asked, what is the best media player out there? That's like, what is the best car out there? I don't know. What I use, and I've been using it for ancient times, I mean, back in the Stone Age, I've been still using this app. This is called VLC Media Player. This is by far, in my opinion, the best one. Why? It's very small, it doesn't take up a lot of room, and it's cross-platform. It will work on the Mac, on the PC, it will work on Linux, it will work on your iPhone, it will work on your Android phone, it will work on your Windows phone if you still have one. It works on all platforms. That is a huge, big plus. So check out this VLC. I update it as soon as the updates come out. This is pound for pound, I think, the best one out there, and of course, it's totally free. If for some reason, and I don't know what that reason could possibly be, if you don't like that, here is another one called MX Player, also very good. If your file does not play on either one of these apps, something's wrong with your file. They're that good. So again, totally cross-platform. I think you'll definitely enjoy it. What I want to do now, folks, is take a look at some of the newer premier free, kind of free, sort of free, we'll talk about that in a minute, streaming sites. There's a ton of them out there now, and there's some new ones that I think you're going to find beneficial. So let's go back and take a peek. The first one that is kind of interesting, and you should take note of it, is called Paramount Plus. You may have seen this advertised, but it's very good. This is going to give you live broadcasts of sports, breaking news, and a ton of entertainment, and it's totally free to try. It's not a bad price if you like what you're getting on there. $5.99 a month. That's where the programs start. It will cost you more. So check this out. I'm bringing it to your attention because they have fairly good programming, and a lot of it is free, and the quality is impeccable. So just take a peek at that. Now, another place that people don't realize now is on the website, is available on a website, and it's free to watch a lot of the stuff. Definitely not free to watch everything. If all these services were totally free, they wouldn't make any money. So, you know, but they are cheaper than the cable. They are cheaper than Dish Network and things like that. So if you're looking for some relatively free or cheap entertainment, that's good quality, Redbox might be the solution for you. They now have a ton of movies that are totally free. You're also able to rent a movie or purchase a movie, and everybody's familiar with Redbox because they're probably in every supermarket and drugstore in the world, and they have a lot of really good content, and it's easy to use, which is what I like. So you can go at the kiosk, and this is the same thing. Instead of going to the store, supermarket, or going to the pharmacy to rent your movie, your DVD, just go online. You can rent it just like you're at the kiosk. You also have some new things that are on demand. You can just browse and figure out what you want to watch. And of course, this is for all the Gadget Professor fans. Watch free. So you can watch free live TV or even free on demand. We'll click on that. And it's more than one or two things. They got a lot of things that you can watch that are pretty good. So again, I'm bringing this to your attention. And if you want some free content, here you go. Yeah. All right. We having fun here? Our next app, if you will, or streaming service is Peacock, and this is called Peacock TV. This is really good. I'm impressed with this. Again, they've got a ton of free channels. They do have some things that you could purchase, but they've got a way to browse everything that's on. They've got featured presentations, movies, TV shows, sports, wide world of wrestling. They got kids, news, Latino, just a plethora of all kinds of services here, all kinds of entertainment, and a ton of it, quite a bit of it is free. All you got to do is just put your sign up, your username and password. They don't even want a credit card, and away you go. And they've got some pretty current movies on here. Again, the quality is impeccable. I think you'll like that. Now, here's another service that I think is absolutely excellent, and I've used this a lot. This is IMDb. If you remember, and if you don't remember, this is probably the de facto site that's out there that will give you a movie or television series review. I use this all the time, and it rates, and it's pretty good ratings. I can understand them, and they're fairly accurate. Sometimes the movie gets 5 stars, and it's like 2 stars. This is pretty good on its rating system. But here you go again. You sign up totally free, and you have a ton of things that you can watch. And I'll tell you, between all these sites that I'm talking about today, you can go several months without paying a penny for TV. And this one has been around forever. People don't realize that you can watch free entertainment, movies, things like that, on YouTube. Yeah, on YouTube. They got movies and shows, and there's a ton of things free to watch right here, free to watch. Everybody likes the Cinderella story. Lots of stuff for kids, for grandkids. It's nice. The Longest Day, that was an awesome movie. I remember that movie. That one and Bridge on the River Kwai, I like that one too. So anyway, check out YouTube. You'll be astonished at how much content is on there, really. And if you don't know what to watch, this is a good thing to watch. It's YouTube is good, is good. Now, we're not done. One more, maybe two more for you. T-Mobile users, and I am a T-Mobile user at this point. I used to be a Sprint user. I used to be a Verizon user, and I used to be an AT&T user, loser. Anyway, right now I'm on T-Mobile, and they are offering, if you are a T-Mobile member, they are offering free $129 subscription to MLB, Major League Baseball. So that's kind of neat, Major League Baseball TV. The only thing is, I'm not a big baseball fan, but at least if you're a T-Mobile user, you will get free TV for Major League Baseball if you subscribe to it for free. Also, T-Mobile, I believe, still gives you a free membership to the AAA, the AAA, you know, the American Automobile Association. So that's a good thing too, and you know, you might want to check that out. Now, last but certainly not least, and I am a big proponent of this, I love this channel, is PBS. My God, they've got just fantastic programming there. They really do, and it's all free. You may even want to consider making a little donation to them, because they do just a great job. And as you can see here, local arts, music, culture, drama, food, history, how to do stuff, indie films, news and publications, science, you got to just pounds and pounds and pounds of things to choose to watch on PBS. So totally free, totally streamed, high quality. There's no reason not to check that out. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I am going to charge this little puppy up and see what we have to see. And next week, hopefully, I'll be able to give you my opinion of this Wise watch. And that should wrap it up today. We'll see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.